Energy Forefront, a special media project of the Energy Club business community. We talk to experts about the energy sector during the war and the prospects for its development after Ukraine's victory.
Welcome to the Energy Forefront, the Energy Club podcast on our YouTube channel and other platforms. And we have two distinguished guests today. But because you're not going to see them, I will ask them to introduce themselves so that our listeners know who speaks in which voice. Whom shall we start with? I think that the alphabet prompts us that we'll go from Mr. Gouverneur.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. My name is Bruno Gouverneur. I am the head of the operations section at the ENSOE, which is the Association for the Cooperation of the European Transmission System Operators in Europe.
And
thank you very much for inviting me. My name is Albino Marques. So I am Portuguese. I work in REN, the Portuguese TSO, and I was elected 1.5 years ago convener of the Continental Europe Group of TSOs. And at the same time, I'm leading this project of emergency synchronization of Ukraine. And I was the leader of the task force that took care of the request for emergency synchronization.
And now our listeners will have to bear with me, Andriy Kulikov, because I'm going to set these two names and these two people into the context of the very important work that the ENSOE does. The start of commercial exchanges of electricity in June last year followed the successful synchronization of the Continental Europe power system and the Ukraine-Moldova power system on the 16th March of 2022, and the welcoming of Ukrenergo as observer member to ENSOE on the 26th of April of 2022. On the 14th of February this year, 2023, the Transmission System Operators, or TSOs, of Continental Europe agreed to increase the electricity trade capacity to Ukraine-Moldova to 700 megawatts at all hours. Since last October, the TSOs of Continental Europe have regularly increased the capacity which is available for trading, taking into account the power system stability and security considerations, of course. The increase in trading capacity, which is made available for importing electricity supports Ukrainian Moldova, the increase in trading capacity, which is made available for importing electricity, supports Ukraine and Moldova in ensuring electricity supply to end consumers. Currently, the trade capacity is set at 400 megawatts from Ukraine-Moldova to the rest of continental Europe and 700 megawatts in the other direction. In the next weeks and months, the TSOs will assess whether further increases of the trading capacity limits can be envisaged. And since the